anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical and your training questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better treat for your cat that I've ever experienced than Lick and Lap, and it's by VitaCraft. And I can tell you, you will get your cats to do anything you want them to do because they will love it so much. It's a little cream. It squeezes out of a packet. There's actually, you can buy them in any size now. It's really cool. It's really great. They're going to love it, and you're going to love it too. VitaCraft.us. You can find it at Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Don't forget GoodPetsFoods.com. These are natural supplements for your dogs. It's a good treat as well. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget also SCOE 10X. I am thrilled. It is the number one in my mind anyway because I know it works 100%. Odor eliminator, it'll take out anything no matter where you're at. So go out and get it. SCOE10X.com. Actually, you don't got to go out. You can order it online because it's only available at SCOE10X.com. But we might be giving a bottle or two away on the show today, so stay tuned for that. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. So I didn't get to screen any movies this week, but I do want to promote this for no other reason other than I'm a huge Aliens fan. Sigourney Weaver, all those movies, Aliens 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Albeit, first one was original, second one I thought was the best of all of them. But this new series on Hulu, and I guess Disney Plus, it's called Alien Nation. Check it out, because it's amazing. I love it so far. And it only gets better as it goes on. So, it's a pretty good story, but I love Aliens. So, you got to, and there's different ones too in this series. So, make sure you check it out. But, if you are going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the small sadness and my shoes are all tacked. I always make it to my seat with time spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movie.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last weekend. And, wow, I did not screen this film. Matter of fact, I really didn't hear a lot about it as being a critic for 28 years. Weapons. And it made $105 million in 2 weeks. So it did not slow down as much in its second week. It's still making money, and it's still number one. So Weapons, number one. You might want to check that one out. Freakier Friday. $64 million in 2 weeks. Not bad for a movie that came out 22 years ago.
You know,
this is a... Yeah, it was that long ago.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh, that's right. You're past 22 now.
I'm old.
Whatever. Nobody 2, which I actually loved. It's a great action film. It came in number 3 at $14 million. No animals in that one, for say. Actually, I didn't see Weapons, so I'm not sure. Freakier Friday, no animals in that one either. I'm surprised they didn't have a dog in the house. But number 4, The Fantastic Four, First Steps, $253 million in 4 weeks. Still in the top 5. And number 5, The Bad Guys 2, at $62 million in 3 weeks. I was trying to watch that last night. I couldn't get my thing to work. So, and you can guess what my thing is. I'll load it at that. But the one movie that I thought was going to do, I couldn't wait to see, actually, with the new guy in it, was number 6 out there in the box office. Superman. It made $345 million in 6 weeks, but it's getting half and half. Good reviews and bad reviews. I gave it medium reviews. You know, I tried again to watch it last night as well, and again, my thing didn't work. So I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, you may want to check it out. But those were your top 5 movies. But if you do get Hulu and Disney Plus, not promoting them for any reason other than the fact, just watch the show Alien Nation. It's really good if you like alien movies. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Happy birthday, Katie.
Thank you, John.
So at the beginning, before we came on air, I wanted to do it then. I brought out a nice birthday cake for Dr.
Katie. Beautiful, John.
You're going to have to cut it because I want a piece. I love
cake.
Yes. And it looks really good.
It does look really good.
So we're going to have that, Katie's birthday cake. We're also drinking on the show Grassi, I think that's how you say it, organic barley water. And they're not a sponsor or anything, but they sent me it to try. And I wanted to try it, and I want Lexi and Katie to try. Do you guys like it?
Yeah.
I do. Oh, you don't like it, do you?
I do, yeah. It's great.
No. What don't you like about it?
No, it's fine. It just has a weird... it just has a strange flavor to me, but it's not. I'm not a huge tea drinker, and it has a very like earthy flavor to it, and that's just not my style. I can taste where if that is your style, it would be absolutely delicious. But for me, it's a harsh taste in my mouth when I drink it. I'm like, woo, like because it's so earthy. It tastes good. It just is like so flavorful, I guess.
So I'm drinking the lemongrass ginger, and I'm not a big ginger drinker. I don't like ginger that much, but it's a very mild taste. But it does stay on my tongue. There's no doubt about that. But it's a vegan drink. It's USDA certified organic. It's 35 calories. And you know, it's got organic barley water with vitamin C, D, and zinc. So that's pretty good. Now, on the other hand, that's healthy, but I love pizza. And a Cuban place opened up down the street, so we always get pizza on the show. And we're trying a new place. It's called Blazy's.
B-L-A-S-Y-S. I want everybody to know that because I was trying to find this place earlier, and it was very difficult because I didn't know how to spell it.
You went right past it.
I didn't. I actually did not.
You're wrong. You didn't?
No.
No, I thought you did.
No. It told me that I was way back. That's what I'm telling you. The GPS took me way back.
Okay, well, you found it. And it's good. It's Cuban pizza. Which I never knew what Cuban pizza would be like, but little did we know that there's tuna, hot dogs.
Hot dogs. That one was another one that threw me off.
So yeah, who would want hot dogs on their pizza?
I thought about it. I really did. I got bacon. You got...
chorizo.
And Lexi, you got...
pepperoni.
Your typical pepperoni. But yeah, check it out. They're, I guess, all around. So, and I want to give a shout out. And speaking of Tampa Bay, WBGS, Al and the Gang... thank you for carrying us here in Tampa Bay. And also a big shout out to KMED in Medford, Oregon, Bill and the Gang, 105.9, 106.3, and 106.7. And WSVA, AM 550 and 92.1 in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Frank and the gang out there, thanks for picking up the show, guys. We appreciate it. And to everybody else there that's been running us for 35 years, and some have, like WGNS and KBNP. 35 years we've been on the air, so we appreciate that, and we hope you like the show. Now back to pets, and we want to hear from you. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we want to talk to you about your pets, medical questions or behavior questions, and we are having a contest where you can win one of the prizes, and there's several to choose from, so stay tuned for that. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Won't you come with me, my lady, to the land where all the rivers run with gold? We'll spend our summer nights.
Earlier this year, an 11-year-old Newfoundland Labrador mix named Darla was treated at the UC Davis Veterinary Medical Teaching Hospital for canine acanthomatosis ameliblastoma, or CCAA, a benign but invasive oral tumor. Given the cost of the procedure and Darla's age, the decision to put Darla through surgery was not an easy one for her owners, Roger and Yolanda Gombert. Financial assistance from a nonprofit organization ultimately helped make the treatment possible. According to UC Davis, Darla has been in the care of Roger and Yolanda from a young age when they rescued her as a puppy. After Raja and Yolanda received Darla's CAA diagnosis, they were referred to the UC Davis Veterinary Medical Teaching Hospital, where both the radiation oncology and the dentistry and oral surgery services at the hospital evaluated Darla. Thereafter, the team at UC Davis explained that although the tumor was benign, it would progressively erode the jaw aggressively without treatment. The damage could cause Darla pain and make it difficult to eat. Eventually, Darla would require palliative care. CAA typically presents as a raised red gingival mass with an irregular surface, though an irregular and red appearance is not always seen. Radiographs often reveal invasion into the surrounding bone, along with alveolar bone resorption and tooth displacement. According to studies, computed tomography imaging has shown that CAA lesions located within bone are often cystic in appearance and may behave more aggressively than those confined to soft tissue. Prognosis is generally excellent if the tumor is completely removed. Signs of CAA include facial swelling, most often in the lower jaw, oral bleeding, loose or missing teeth, excessive drooling, and bad breath. Some patients may show no clinical signs, and the tumor may be found incidentally during an exam of the dog's mouth. CAA can occur in all breeds of dogs, but it's most common in Golden Retrievers, Shetland Sheepdogs, and Cocker Spaniels. With the diagnosis explained and the treatment option outlined, Roger and Yolanda were left with the difficult choice. Should we subject an older, though active dog to costly and painful procedures? Roger wondered. What sort of future could she and we expect? While discussing Darla's future with the UC Davis care team, Roger and Yolanda found out they qualified for a grant from Petco Love Foundation in partnership with the Blue Buffalo Foundation, which supports cancer treatments for companion animals with pet owners with limited resources or for service animals. The couple then decided to proceed with Darla's surgery. In April, Darla had the tumor completely removed by veterinarians at UC Davis, specializing in dentistry and oral surgery. Her mandible was left largely intact. Darla recovered without complications and no additional treatment was required. These days, the only visible signs of her surgery are a slight gap in her teeth from which a rogue kibble occasionally escapes and a tendency to drool a little bit more when she's excited for treats, said UC Davis. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
There I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, you made me dead. And now, where would I be without you? Where would I be?
So I got to say, Matthew, thank you. I got corrected. It's Alien Earth. Oh. I said Alien Nation. He's right. It's Alien Earth. Either way, it's phenomenal. But, so we're back to talking pets, and I said I was going to do a contest, and...
Let the games begin!
If you can name what creature makes this sound, we're going to set you up at a prize. So, we have Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. We have Daily Probiotic. It's also a Hip and Joint Plus. And Daily Multivitamin Treats, Dog Treats from Good Pets Foods. We do have SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator. You don't know how happy I am. I really, really am happy about this. You can go with that. The SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, or you could go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have an elephant bracelet. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have a cat mom ink pen or a boy's keychain for a young boy. And we have calendars. And Lexi, your calendar is?
Chonkers.
Chonkers.
I lost it.
And Dr. Katie chose which?
The Audubon Bird Calendar. Oops.
The Audubon Bird Calendar she
birds
chose.
Birds in the Garden.
Birds in the Garden. So all kinds of birds, or you can go with fat cats. Or I chose travel cats. So cats on vacation. So you can go with one of those if you want to actually go with one of the calendars or anything else that I stated. If you know what creature makes this sound. They're very large. They look so cuddly. But I highly recommend you don't cuddle this creature. Because they could be very deadly. And they could be in the water. Or they could be on land. Or on ice. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Take a guess. 818-818-6401. If you know what that creature is, give us a call, and you can pick a prize. 818-818-6401. Do you guys have an idea without saying what it is?
Yes.
Yeah?
Based on your hints, I think so.
I think what gave it away maybe is the ice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could be. Yeah. There's other things out there, though, that go on ice.
That's very mm-hmm. true. So. And in water and on land.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what is it? If you know, call Sydney at the network at 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. And we've got things to choose from. So play with us. And if you've got a medical question or behavior question on your pets, we're open on that as well. The doctor's in the house, Dr. Katie Meyer. And this is, of course, Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell?
Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The American Kennel Club Museum of Dog is thrilled to announce its newest exhibition, The New Yorker in Dog Years, 100 Years of Covers from a Private Collection. The exhibit will run from September 4th to December 7th of this year. In celebration of The New Yorker's 100th year, the AKC Museum of the Dog will host a private collection of 44 dog-themed covers of The New Yorker. The collection spans nearly the entire run of the magazine, with covers featuring the work of notable artists such as Peter Arno, James Thurber, Charles Adams, Helen Hawkinson, and Mark Yulixson. Every year is a dog year at the New Yorker, and nowhere is the more evident than in the witty and engaging artwork found on their iconic covers. For a century, the New Yorker's dog covers have captured the quirks, humor, and heart of life in the city. No other creature has left such a paw print on the hearts of New Yorkers or appeared with such regularity in their cultural reflections. From playful pups to poised purebreds, these covers reveal just how deeply dogs are woven into the fabric of everyday life. We are thrilled to celebrate the New Yorker, their 100th anniversary, and share the special dynamic between dogs and such an esteemed publication, said Alan Fossil, curator of the AKC Museum of the Dog. The exhibition will include commentary on specific covers related to the role of dogs in the city. Other themes will include dog shows, grooming, country life, and sports. There will also be a section of covers produced around the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which the museum will also be honoring for its 150th anniversary in an exhibition opening towards the end of 2025. For more information on the exhibit or the AKC Museum of the Dog, visit www.museumofthedog.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Conservation Florida announced the death of two 3.5-month-old endangered panther kittens identified as UCFP 489 and UCFP 490. According to the organization, the female kittens were killed by a vehicle and their bodies were found near Naples. The kittens' death brings the state's death toll for the panthers to 12. Lisa Thompson with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission cautioned drivers in Florida to take precautions, saying, "The FWC encourages motorists to slow down and observe all posted speed limits, especially in panther zones, which are in place in several counties across South Florida and coincide first time, with areas where panthers are known to cross. These panther speed zones help ensure the survival of the endangered Florida panther and protect motorists from personal injury. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
You would think that this song was being sung for my cat, Winter, right now. She's, like, licking all over Dr. Katie.
She must like the lotion I put on my legs after my shower.
She's a licker. I mean, she loves to lick. And if you don't pay attention to her, she'll give you a little nip, too. So, some people are into that. But anyway, this is the animal sound. If you can identify what creature makes that sound, you could be a winner of a prize. And we're going to go out to North Bend, Oregon. And Tom, hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. Good to hear from you. So what do you think? What sound do you think? What animal makes that sound?
A seal.
A seal.
Loser!
No way.
Sorry, Tom.
That's what I said. And you should have seen the look he gave me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good try, Tom.
It was a good try.
I appreciate it. That's good. Take care. Love you,
Tom. You too, Tom. Thank you very much. That's Tom out there in North Bend, Oregon. He was incorrect. It is not a seal. And but he's on the right ice, you might say. 818-818-6401. Give us a call and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Does your leopard seal sound like that?
Yeah, they do. I bet I could find a sound.
Probably.
They're scary. Have you never seen them?
We're going to stay. We're in Oregon.
I think they're at the wrong pole, though.
That might be.
Maybe.
This is Jason. And Jason thinks he knows what creature makes this sound. What do you think, Jason? What is it?
I was going to say a walrus.
A walrus.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
Sorry, Jason, you are incorrect as well.
Okay.
But also a good guess.
Thank you. And
at least he's getting towards the right pole.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason out in Oregon, and he was wrong. Now listen. I said they're so cute. I mean, I think they're adorable looking. I mean, you want to hug them, but you know not to because, yeah.
Have you never seen a seal? Because I would want not to squeeze them.
Especially baby seals.
Baby
oh, my
seals
God.
Are
they're so cute.
Oh,
baby
Lord.
Seals.
I love seals.
Now, see, I would rather cuddle this one if I could, but I would never do that. Katie, you've been all around the world. Have you seen one of these? Like,
I have not.
I have.
Really?
Not in the wild, but I have at a zoo.
Yeah, at zoos.
I think I saw. Yeah, I did too. I think at the New York Zoo they had one.
They have them at the New York Zoo, and they have them at the like San Francisco Zoo, or they did when
they
I
have,
went there.
They have them at the Detroit Zoo also.
Oh.
818-818-6401
for them.
They do at the Detroit Zoo.
So if you've been to these zoos, you might have an idea of what we're talking about. So we're gonna continue on and see if somebody can get this and win a prize, but we're going to go out to KCBQ and San Diego, California. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. What do you think this is?
I think it might be a polar bear.
Woo!
Congratulations. It is a polar bear. So you get to pick out of what I said earlier. I hope you heard everything, but you get to pick out a prize. Pick something you haven't won before within 90 days. We have that rule.
Actually, I didn't catch all the products that I could win.
Okay,
I've gotten the calendar. I've gotten the calendar, and I've gotten the cat squeezable liquid treats.
Okay, so you got the Lick and Lap, and you got the 2026 calendar by Workman Publishing, Hatchet Press. And we do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I'm excited about this one. We have SCOE 10X back, which is the, and I'll tell you, it is the best odor eliminator you'll ever find for anything. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a bracelet on elephants. We have a collapsible water bowl from has the Talking Pets logo on it. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. And we do have a Cat Mom ink pen that's made by Silly Beads by Kayla, as well as a boy's keychain.
How about the odor eliminator?
You got it coming out here. Good choice, because I'll tell you, you can use this on anything, Andrew.
Yeah.
Like anything that smells, it'll take it out. It's actually, it doesn't mask the smell. What it does is actually, it's like a bacteria, basically, that you're spraying onto it, and it doesn't harm anything, but it eats the odor, which is amazing. And I am, like, totally thrilled they're back with this, because I love this product. So we're going to send it out to you. And stay on the line, and we'll get your address and everything, and we'll ship that out to you in San Diego.
Okay, I was going to say that polar bear kind of sounded like Godzilla.
Well, I guess that Godzilla didn't care if it was like on ice or water or land, because he did everything.
Maybe they used a polar bear sound for Godzilla's
sound. You know what?
Sound.
You might be right. That could be it. So, but yeah. It's a polar bear. But Andrew, stay on and speak with Sydney so we can get your address again, and we'll ship that out to you. You're going to go with the SCOE 10X. Great. And again, by anybody who wants to get odors out of animal or whatever it may be, smoke, whatever, blood, everything, skunk, SCOE 10X, SCOE number 10X.com. You can only order it on the website, only. So I highly recommend that you do. And Andrew doesn't have to because
skunk?
He's getting it. Yeah,
like
skunk.
You can use it on your dog if your dog got skunk?
Yeah, you can actually spray it on your pet, and you can spray it on your own skin. And what was the other thing? You could, any materials or anything like that, of course. But you can use it anywhere. And
wow.
It eats it, so which is cool. It just eats that odor. I'm telling you, it's like amazing. I can't wait like for Jilly to find out that they're back. Jilly's part of the show. She'll go crazy because she uses it all the time. So congratulations to Andrew. Very happy that you won that.
Godzilla's sound, originally from 1954, is made by rubbing a resin-coated leather glove across the strings of a double bass, with the sound then pitch-shifted and layered with other elements.
That sounds complicated.
It was way more complicated than I thought.
They could have went with a polar bear and got it done with.
It was way more complicated than I expected.
The endocrine system is composed of tissues that secrete hormones. Some of the most important organs in the endocrine system are the thyroid glands, the parathyroid glands, the pancreas, the adrenal glands, the pituitary gland, and the ovaries and testes. Dr. Katie, diabetes, is that common in our pets?
Unfortunately, it can be in middle-aged to older dogs and cats.
So do they have to be like humans? Do they have to be on insulin their whole life if they
Unfortunately, most of the time they do. They did just recently come out with an oral medication for cats with diabetes.
Hmm. Like metformin?
I'm not sure exactly because I have not ever used it.
It's interesting because I had to give, my cat Summer has stone problems, and I had to give a medication, actually both a medication and a pain reliever orally, which I thought, oh, this is going to be easy.
No,
not at all. She was like, I'm not having it. I mean, it was horrible trying to get her to take it. But I got it down there, but I'll tell you, it was a task.
You got to pop it in their mouth and then rub it down their throat.
Yeah.
I make jokes about doing that to some of my non-compliant patients.
Really?
Which are human. I'm a human nurse. Yeah. So that's what's so funny.
When we come back, I want to talk about the diabetes a little bit more. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back to you guys. So if you've got a question or a comment or a story, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. And by the way, if somebody loves in your territory where you live, wherever you are in the country, and you've got a rescue or a shelter that maybe you adopted your pet from and you want to send them a case of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, we'll do that. So the first one to get through to Sydney on the phone, 818-818-6401, and you've never sent it before, we'll send a case in your name to that shelter. So call and send a case. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. The official start of the New York State Fair is here, revealing a fair staple. Crafted from 800 pounds of butter, this year's butter sculpture celebrates the joy and nourishment dairy provides at every stage of life, along with a classic inspiration with ties to the state. The sculpture's theme? Dairy for good, nourish, grow, thrive, is inspired by the 125th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz, written by New York native Frank Baum. The bottom of the sculpture reads, "Dairy, wickedly good for you," and depicted in the sculpture is a classic yellow brick road and a girl resembling The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy. Witches and more. Figures in the sculpture also depict people enjoying dairy products throughout the different stages of life. Jim Victor and Marie Pelton spent 11 days completing this full-scale butter sculpture, but after the fair is over, the butter will not go to waste. After the fair concludes, the sculpture will be taken back to a dairy farm where it will be recycled and turned into renewable energy. Victor says it's a much better option than just taking it home. In addition to being a fan favorite of the fair, the butter sculpture symbolizes the hard work of the dairy industry in New York State, celebrating New York's agricultural industry and nearly 3,000 dairy farms. The state fair runs through Labor Day, September 1st. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Like a criminal undercover, gone pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade summer, yeah, I owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down. Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not sure how to do. I got the superstar glow, so
to the pool.
So, 8,000 pounds of butter.
Oh, my.
Have you ever seen the sculptures?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Have you? They're just amazing.
They
I mean,
are. They're
I haven't
incredible.
Seen it in person.
I haven't seen them in person either. I've seen them online, but I have seen them.
But it makes you wonder, like, I've seen sandcastles that are amazing on the beach, but this butter thing, you have to see this one. Look it up. It's amazing looking. It is so cool. And I like the theme, The Wizard of Oz, because I'm a huge Wizard of Oz fan.
Yep.
I actually liked reading that story with The Wizard of Oz behind me. I wanted to click my heels three times. And
when you said that they take it back to recycle it, and I was like, oh, disgusting. And then you're like, into renewable energy. And I was like, oh, okay, thank God.
Yeah.
That would be disgusting. And then it's like, well, it's better than just taking it home. Taking it home and doing what with it? Like, I know it's been a lot of butter, but it's been sitting there.
Is it in a really cold room?
Yeah, it's
not
like a
melting?
Fridge. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
they
have it in like this like glass... big glass room or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still amazing, though. I mean, I can't believe the time and energy that goes into actually doing that.
One year they did, like, Oregon Trail or something, and they had, like, a carriage and the Pioneer or something.
Every year they got something
different. Crazy. Yeah.
But I want to ask you with the diabetes before we end the hour.
Butter will give it to you.
No, probably not.
No? So with dogs and cats, do you find that cats are more susceptible to diabetes, or is it kind of equal?
That's hard for me to say, John, because I never worked in a family practice. I only see the diabetics at the emergency service when they get sick and things aren't going well.
Yeah, you all the years emergency doctor. So you were that doctor that worked overnights and everything. I remember, because I've been there. And
overnights, holidays, and weekends.
It's tough.
That's a tough job overnight, being a doctor, but...
Oh, no. Working days is really hard for me.
Really? Well, yeah, but then when I would call you, Steve, who, very sorry to say, passed away, your husband, and he would say, she's sleeping. Every time I'd call during the day, she's sleeping.
Been so hard for me to switch and be awake during the day all the time. Mm-hmm. It's been a huge challenge.
What would be make them susceptible to getting diabetes?
Some of it's hereditary. And just like people, sometimes we just don't know why people get diabetic. Certainly being overweight can contribute in some cases. But yeah, most of the time we just don't know. So usually it happens in middle-aged or older dogs and cats. And the symptoms you're going to see are they're drinking a ton of water and they're losing weight even though they're eating.
Same kind of like with people then.
Exactly the same.
Well, my cat Shadow definitely doesn't have diabetes then.
I don't know. She's pretty chunky. She could be in this calendar that I got here.
She is a little. Well, she goes around and eats everybody else's food, and I'll stand there and actually watch. And then it's like my phone will ring, and I got to go answer or something or whatever, or else I just get tired of standing there. But she's like a jaguar. She walks around, and she just waits for one of the other cats to walk away from their bowl, which is usually winter. Because winter, I don't know what it is. She'll have a couple bites, and then she'll try to bury it. I think that came from when she was adopted. Although I did find out today, as I'm starting to go through old paperwork finally, Winter is 10 years old, and she was born on April 30th.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Aww.
So,
I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
You got her when she was like 6 months old or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was actually, according to that, she was 3 months when I got her.
Aww.
So, and she was the last one to know Rainy, my other cat, that lived to be 19. And I'll never forget it, as long as I live, is the day that Rainy died, they didn't get along that well, because Winter was a kitten, so she wanted to play, and Rainy was old. And so then when she passed away, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting on the couch, having my own tears, and Winter walked into the room, walked up to Rainey and gave her a kiss and then just walked away. Aww. I was just amazed at the whole thing. So it was like she was acknowledging, you know, even though they didn't see eye to eye all the time, that she did care about her and love her. And they say when an animal dies, let all the other animals see it so that they know that the animal passed away and was not taken away. Well, anyway, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. If you are going to get a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now. And once again, and T. Roach Rescue is getting a case of Lick and Lap by VitaCraft in Grants Pass, Oregon. So thank you for calling. And we'll ship that out to them and make sure. And for the cats there in the shelter. So congratulations on that. We say goodbye for now for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.